Survivor Specialist Phil and Will are back, and we are recapping episode number 3 of Survivor 48, one of the most insane tribal councils you will ever see. We saw three votes. What in the world just took place?
What a historic Survivor tribal council. How has this never happened before? That's always my favorite. When Jeff's like, this is an historic tribal council. It's like, yes, because you're adding mechanisms into the game in which people can lose their votes. We have shot in the dark causing the loss of a vote. We have a journey causing the loss of a vote. This could not have happened in the first 40 seasons of the show. So it's like, let's not get too excited about the first time ever in Survivor history. We've gotten close to this at points with lost votes. So let's slow the brakes a little.
You know what, Will? You bring up a good point. Rather than get into this, I have a jar of dice here. Why don't I just roll these a couple times? Wouldn't that be more fun? Wouldn't everybody rather I just roll dice?
Yeah, how about you roll them and then it will tell you what you should say on the podcast.
Yeah, so I just rolled them and none of you could see it, but trust me, it was pretty exciting. It was an exciting roll. Trust me, it was really good TV. You guys are going to love this. It had a big outcome for what's going to happen in the game. It's awesome. I love watching people roll dice. It's one of my favorite things. I might just keep doing it the whole time. Isn't this exciting? This is great. I love rolling dice. Great idea.
Don't blame the dice, okay?
The dice twist is the stupidest thing I have ever seen on Survivor except for the hourglass. That was so dumb. What a waste of my time. Let's talk about tribal first, though, because I'm literally going to sit here and roll dice because I think that's...
Again, but it's not the dice's fault. You can use dice
but
in an interesting
way. Stupid. I'm not saying it's the dice's fault. The dice is stupid. It is a stupid game. It is a stupid twist. It has nobody watches Survivor to watch people roll dice. We watch it for crazy tribal councils, which is what we got tonight. So let's be positive first. I don't care that Justin went home because of dice. I care that dice are a big factor in this game. It's stupid.
Are you talking about the shot in the dark dice or the regular?
No, there is the shot in the dark. You don't actually roll dice, right?
But it is a dice.
You just put it in. Anyway, let's look at this. So we have a Skylander Gamer TV. Cedric voted out Justin just so Say and Mary could get along, just for there to be a tribe swap after. I mean,
I was thinking the same thing during, and we hadn't seen the preview yet. I am stoked on the tribe swap. I was giving tribe swap vibes all preseason. I didn't know anything, but it felt like it was time to just let's do a normal tribe swap in the new era, please. So
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this tribal council first. Before we get into anything else, let's just talk about this tribal council. So we go into this tribal council. Justin has lost his vote. He has lied and told the rest of his tribe, meaning Say and Cedric. I think maybe he just told Cedric. He only tells Cedric that he does have his vote, that he didn't lose it, that he's going to find something out tomorrow. I actually thought this was a pretty interesting vote.
Wait, he never comes clean to Cedric.
Yeah, that's okay. No, that's some. Oh, yeah. So he just says he has his vote. Isn't that
he lies to all three of them? And that was it. Like he says he has his vote. Yeah. There was this dice game. He gives three categories and then adds a fourth category: comfort, shelter, or food, or nothing. He adds it at the end. Like just a really weird lie, but it's so weird that they bought it. But yes, he never tells anybody. And that is, you know, we'll talk through it, Phil. I think it might have helped him if he had informed Cedric on the matter.
Potentially. And we'll get there. We will get there. But so we see this take place. And so now Justin is coming into this without a vote. We as an audience know this. Nobody else does. Mary is the target. However, Say is voting for Justin because Mary has freaked her out by laying in the water, not searching for idols anymore, has essentially said, I'm giving up. Everything's good. Don't need to worry about this. So Say is going to vote for Justin. Cedric is going to vote for Mary. And that's it. That's what's going to take place. But that's not what actually happens.
Not what happens. Yeah. I thought we were going to get a 1-1-1 going into this, especially the immunity challenge comes very early in this episode. And obviously that screams journey. We're going to get a journey before we get to the three tribes and get to tribal council. But even then, we were going to tribal council so early, I was like, okay, a 1-1-1 is for sure happening. Mm-hmm. That was not the case.
No, because instead we had all this other stuff. So we're being led to believe going into this tribal council that it's going to be one vote for Justin, one vote for Mary. Maybe we get one vote going on to Say from Mary. But then we find out that Mary plays her shot in the dark right at the beginning of this tribal council. So yeah. She plays her shot in the dark. She pulls safe. Well, what happened? Cedric actually convinced Say, let's put both of our votes onto Mary. So now both votes do not count. So now they have to re-vote. Justin, Mary, Cedric. But Justin doesn't have a vote. So Cedric votes for Say. Say votes for Justin. Go ahead.
Important part here. Because Mary played the shot in the dark, that means Mary didn't cast a vote, which means to both Say and Cedric, two votes from Jeff is enough to send Mary or to not need to read the other votes. I know they didn't count, but they were the way Jeff worded it, like they were not tipped off that there wasn't another vote. He goes, well, all the votes are for Mary. He doesn't say, and our last vote, and it's the second vote. So at this point on the revote, Cedric and Say do not know that Justin didn't cast a vote against Mary. Jeff played it up as it was a 3-0.
But doesn't Jeff, I thought Jeff said after that second vote, that's all the votes.
He said something like, oh yeah, all the votes were for Mary.
Okay. Whatever it was.
It was a little weird, but and especially with you know, Cedric and Say being there live and they only get to hear it once and you don't get to ask questions at tribal. These are new players. Like they didn't sniff out that Justin had lost a vote yet. I think that's an important distinction.
So then we get the revote. Cedric votes Say votes Justin. And Jeff now reveals that Justin doesn't have a vote. So because Justin doesn't have a vote, Say gets to go or Say gets to vote again. Because normally when there's a tie between two people, neither one gets to vote. This was something we had talked about during season 47. What would take place if there was a tie where somebody didn't have a vote? How would it take place? And then Jeff does reveal that Justin doesn't have a vote. How do you feel about that portion of this?
I mean, you have to, at some point, you have to get to a tiebreaker that is fair within the rules you've now implemented. And you've now taken away someone's vote via journey. Mary has now opted to sacrifice her vote. So like at some point you need to be like, all right, here's the deal. Here's what happened. Here's how we can tie break from here. So I'm okay with Jeff being like, yes, Justin hasn't voted yet.
Okay. So Jeff says there's no vote. So now Say gets to go vote again and Cedric gets to vote again. It still ends up a tie. So now because Say is still a part of that tie, Cedric gets to make the decision of who is going to go home. I know we're just spelling out what Jeff talked about, but I feel like it's like important to say all of this, right? So
yes,
Cedric gets to choose who goes home. And we get the pitch from Say crying, talking about, look, I didn't lie to you. You didn't know Justin didn't have a vote, blah, blah, blah. Justin didn't really make much of a pitch, which I thought
not
was
at
weird.
All, which was so bizarre.
And maybe he did and we didn't see it. And maybe it was just because they wanted the other special parts of the episode. And maybe it wasn't that compelling of a pitch. But we literally saw nothing from Justin. We see Say ultimately convince Cedric. And Cedric says, you guys need to figure this out, though, pointing to Mary and to Say. Did Cedric make the right decision here or no?
I don't think so at all. And I'm like kind of confused by it. Like he told us multiple times this episode that Cedric was his number one. And even Say earlier saying, I'm going to throw a vote at Justin, like that should spook Cedric a little bit. That Say has been playing very hard and is continuing to play hard and always looking out for herself. It seemed like Justin was the way better ally and that he wasn't playing as hard. He's closer to you. He's being chill. But looks, I mean, Justin lied to Cedric here. And I don't think Cedric was happy about it. Cedric was in kind of a lose-lose because at this point, Cedric had already voted against Say twice in a row. Mm-hmm. So you have to be running that calculus too. Like, yes, Justin lied to me. I haven't really got to hear his explanation or answer to that. But is Say really going to forgive me if I let her stay in this game? Like, I think Say gets back to that beach and says, oh, Cedric, you're done for. Guess what? Me and Mary are getting together. We are going to work things out because now it's two against one. Now, obviously, we're tribe swapping, but I think that's where this tribe would have stood if not for a tribe swap.
Yeah, I don't think this is the right choice. I think that with the tribe swap coming up, I just think this whole tribe is doomed. Like, I think Mary might be the only one who has a chance.
Mary had a great episode tonight.
She did. And I think she might be the only one who has a chance to make a deep run in this game. I think Say is an aggressive player. Like, there's no denying how aggressive a player Say is. And I think that that is going to impact what ends up taking place when she gets to a new tribe. I think Cedric, I don't think he's going to connect with people the way he needs to based on what I saw in this episode. Mary maybe has a chance because she's an underdog and stuff. It always comes down to who gets the better swap, whatever. We see that Say is wearing an orange buff. Not that that means anything because we don't know who else is going to have an orange buff. But I don't feel really good about where any of these people stand, because I think if you keep Justin is more likely, and I'm not saying this to be insulting to Say, but I think Justin is more likely to get along with more people on these other tribes than Say is. I think that people who don't know Say, who are 8 days into the game, who almost everybody feels good about their positions on their tribe, or at least that's what we're being led to believe, because we're just watching Loggy and Siva win. I feel like they're going to maybe start talking to Say and say, no, I don't want to work with her. She seems a little all over the place. That's too much. Justin is probably an easier person to work through the game with. I think that Cedric made an absolutely emotional decision. And I will say this, it's probably time to give Say her player of the week. I know that she hasn't won it the first two from the people who've been doing it. I think that it's finally time to give Say her player of the week, because appealing to Cedric's emotions is why she is in the final 15 of Survivor and why Justin is back swinging pizzas at Ponderosa.
She should have been gone, like, completely. Mm-hmm. And I think she made a very good emotional argument, and it was very clear to Cedric that it appeared, and to the audience, like, Say wants it. Say wants to be here. Justin, I think maybe Justin's tactic was being like, hey, I trust you. We're boys. We're an alliance. I trust you'll make the right decision. You know, we're with each other. I'll ride with you, and just be really cool, be really calm, confident, because that goes a long way. Like, the person spazzing out, pleading their life, that's usually the person that, you know, you don't want to pick. That's not who you want on your side. And the cool, calm, collected person who's your ally, that's who you go with. I think what Justin, and I think that strategy is fine from Justin. I don't really fault him for that energy and that vibe. But once Say starts fighting, and once you hear Cedric start saying, okay, but if we do this, if I'm Justin, I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, wait, really, Cedric? Now I would say, look, you voted against her twice. She is going to hold that against you. She's playing far more aggressively than I am. She found an idol. She's looking for an idol today. She's following Marion. Do you really want to keep this player in the game? She's way more dangerous than me. Here's the reason why I didn't tell you I didn't have a vote. I thought I was going home. You told me Say was throwing my name out. Say has already proved to turn on our threesome alliance. I have yet to do that. Yeah. I think there were so many arguments that Justin could have made here, and he just chose not to.
Or they just cut it out because it ultimately doesn't work, and they wanted to get
more screen time. I don't think you cut that out, though. That's some of the most compelling moments in Survivor history, is when you just have people pleading for their life, and you have one person that has to decide and make this.
Who do you think is more
real decision?
Say or Justin pleading for their life? Because I think Say is more interesting, and
of course she did a far better job. But I think if Justin had made more compelling arguments, then not only do I think Cedric chooses Justin, I think the show would also include it, because it makes it dramatic.
Yeah.
This was like, he just rolled over.
We got a couple super chats we got to catch up on. Jayburn Aquatic says Justin was the right choice. He couldn't be trusted. I think that what Justin was trying to do is just get through one more tribal, and he
self-preservation was and then he'll unload all whatever happened.
Exactly. He'll get there the next day and he'll say, look, Cedric, I had to do this because I can't have Mary and Say teaming up to vote me out of the game. And that's a fact. I mean, that makes sense. And then we have Judd here who says, what would happen if Say voted for Cedric and he voted for Say, because Mary and Justin couldn't vote? So then how does that tie get broken?
Sorry. Cedric and Say vote for each other, then it's because a 1-1 vote, and we deadlock again, 1-1 vote. Then I think it goes to Mary and Justin. That's the only way you can do it. Even though they don't have votes,
Justin would go home.
No. I don't think it never deadlocks. Those people become safe at four people. You can't do that at four people.
Jeff said it tonight that because it deadlocked, it would normally go to Rocks, but because Mary was safe, Cedric would literally be removing himself from the game. So Cedric has to make the decision. That was exactly what he said.
So then Justin would just go default?
Justin would go in a Suri type way.
Huh. I feel like rocks for a four-person
They should make fire. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think, like, if at Final Four we did rocks and Marquesas and we're like, that felt really unfair. I think when you're down to four in a, you know, I know we're pre-merge, but at any point you get down to four, rocks kind of loses its meaning and just go to a tiebreaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I always thought that if there was a tie at Final Four in a tribe, that the two people who were voted for would go and do fire making. And so
I always thought it would be deadlock. The other two people now need to unanimously decide. Or I guess those two people drop. But if you have one of them immune, if you have one of them immune, you can't. I hate the defaulting.
Yeah. Because I think the thing with Justin is because he had no vote, he actually had no say in who was going to go home if it's a tie. So if, say, like,
but so Mary didn't have a vote either. So yeah, like, Mary and Justin are on the same page equally in terms of what their say is in this vote. They have equal say. They both don't vote.
I know. So that's why I don't think they get to determine who goes home, because the punishment needs to still be in effect. So what would have happened is they do the first vote. Mary gets two votes. They don't matter. If say would have picked up on, wait, Cedric voted for me, I'm going to vote for Cedric. And then Cedric votes for say, that becomes a 1-1 tie. They're only going to be able to vote for each other again. That would be where they don't vote. Justin has no vote. And Mary has no vote, but Justin and Mary also don't have a say in who goes home between the two who are deadlocked. So Justin would just go home by default. I'm pretty sure.
You're right. We don't vote a third time in that scenario because only Cedric and say can. No, because they can still vote for Justin. So they have to be able to vote a next time, right?
Well, that's why Justin would just go home. I think that's why Justin would be the person. He would almost draw the rock. Chaotic scenario. We have Ryder 2800. I feel like keeping say isn't bad for Cedric, but once you vote her once, you have to vote her out. I couldn't see any player forgiving or forgetting. I mean, also, she now knows that Cedric voted what, twice?
Twice against her.
Yeah.
That's the most absurd part. Once you go against say, you need to then end her.
Yeah.
No half measures, Cedric.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why people are like confused in the chat. I'm literally just saying this is a hypothetical that didn't actually happen. That's all. Okay. Let's talk about a little bit of how we got to this situation now. I just
some dice.
Dude, I mean, I got a whole jar here. I mean, that's what I just can't help myself, though. I talk a lot about how I think the losing the votes is the stupidest thing. I think it's annoying. I think it's dumb, especially on the small tribes. And I really hate when the person doesn't have a choice, right? So Justin goes over onto that island. It is not in his best interest to play this game. He knows it's not in his best interest to play this game, but he has no choice. It's an ultimatum. He must roll the dice. And so he's sitting there rolling seven dice to determine whether or not he is going to be able to vote or lose his vote. And I think that's just so silly and so stupid and such a dumb gimmick that just needs to be removed from the game. Like, at least if you're going to do these things, have it be like the Rachel thing from last season, where Rachel comes out and she plays that game and it's a puzzle and there's actual strategy and actual thought that goes into that. This is literally watching grown adults playing for $1 million rolling dice. Is Survivor Squid Game now? Is that what it is? Like, has it devolved so much that there is no longer any control over your own fate in the game? Justin was chosen to go on the reward. Justin was forced to play the game, and he rolled a bunch of dice, which, first of all, is not interesting as an audience to watch. There's nothing visually compelling about that. There's nothing exciting. It is the equivalent of a jump scare in a horror movie where it happens and your blood pressure goes up quickly, but then you immediately forget it and it's no longer scary. That's not real fear.
I wouldn't even compare it to a jump scare. Jump scares are fun.
Yeah, exactly. This is total nonsense. It just frustrates me so much. So Justin goes home tonight, and yeah, he could have made a better argument. He could have done something better, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, to watch a person who probably applied to the show a million times get on the show and lose at Final 16 because of a game of dice. Like, that's what ultimately set this in motion. Otherwise, Cedric and Justin would have probably voted Say out of the game. This is just nonsense. Like, it's total nonsense. And I understand that we got the excellent moment. This tribal council was super exciting. There was a lot of great stuff that came from this. And that is what's going to resonate with Jeff and with the producers. But at the end of the day, this is garbage. It is absolute garbage. And I never want to see it on my TV again, because you just wasted my time watching three people roll dice. And who knows how this impacts Bianca now when she gets to the tribe swap. What did Bianca do wrong? Nothing. Oh, that's exciting. Well, I love this.
Bianca at least volunteered herself for this journey. Whereas Justin did not.
Screw you, Bianca.
And Camilla did not. And so at least, because I always, when we talk about this, I was like, well, their mistake was going on the journey in the first place. That's where they messed up. But here, Justin had no choice. I mean, maybe him sending in wardrobe options so that they could identify him with the word pizza, maybe that was his unraveling, because they could quickly be like, pizza boy, like, you're going. And that was it. Like, he really, there was nothing he could do to not lose his vote tonight. Does he have other avenues to get out of this situation? I think so. We already talked about one of them being that he just makes a better case once he's in this deadlock against Say. And I think he could have made that case very well, as I did earlier. But I think another situation we have to talk through is, what if he does tell Cedric? He says, hey, man, I lost my vote. What then? What do you think happens? Because it's a very sticky situation.
The same
to quote
thing.
Baylor. What do you think? What happens? Do you think it's Cedric and Say vote Mary? But I think at that point, Justin's like, hey, I don't have a vote. Say is going to throw a vote on me. What can we do to make sure we're both here? Do you think there's a world they go to Mary and Mary and Cedric throw two votes on Say just to make sure that that duo survives the night?
I mean, what it comes down to and what we don't have the answer to is, do they have a relationship with Mary in any way, shape, or form? And we have no idea as an audience if they have a relationship with Mary. We have seen nothing of them communicating with Mary, talking.
Justin and Mary had a little bit of something in the premiere, right?
Maybe. I don't remember it if they do. But at the end of the day, it depends on what you think your relationship with Mary is like. And do you feel that you can go to Mary, tell Mary, and convince Mary that you're telling the truth, and not have Mary now go and tell Say, who will blow the game up if she finds out? Do you believe that you can make all of that happen? Maybe the answer is yes. Maybe the answer is no.
I think that's Mary wants Say out of it. Clearly from that tribal council, Mary and Say were up front. Like, we don't F with each other. We don't like each other. We respect each other. We know we don't like each other. I think if you go to Mary, you can be pretty confident she's not going to go running back to Say to spoil the plan.
Maybe she doesn't go back to Say, but will they make a compelling enough argument so that Mary doesn't play her shot in the dark? Because remember, at this point, Mary has now been left out of two votes. And I know she didn't vote at the second one, but she was Kevin's vote, right? Like, Kevin was looking to get, or no, Say was the vote, but they were all discussing, oh, let's potentially get Mary out of the game. Mary has been the alternative plan. That's why Mary's running around looking for an idol. So I do think that, can you make a compelling argument to somebody who you've lied to twice? She was confused as hell after both vote outs. I don't know if you can do that. I really don't.
Yeah.
And then you end up with her playing her shot in the dark, and we're right back to exactly what took place tonight.
Okay, but then at least you can prep Cedric on, like, all right, here's what's going to happen, okay? If Mary plays her shot in the dark and she's somehow safe, which we haven't even talked about yet, that's crazy that she was safe. I mean, what are the chances, Phil?
I know.
1 in 6.
16%. 16.7.
Yeah. You can at least talk through it with Cedric. If she's somehow safe, we're going to have to revote. I won't be able to vote again. You have to vote Say. Say is going to vote me. Then you have to revote again. You have to stick with it. And then I don't know if they could think of all these tiebreakers and, like, land where Jeff did, but I think you land with Cedric at some point. There's going to be a point where Mary is safe and it's between me and Say. You got to have my side. We'll get through with this. We'll get through it. Of course, This is just worst case scenario, Cedric. Mary's going to go home. We're going to throw two votes on Mary. But in the case that it doesn't, be prepared to have my back. And you could at least prep Cedric, who is clearly an analytical and logical guy. And then he won't fall into this emotional trap that Say put out for him in the moment. So I do think he had some opportunities to get out of this if he were a stronger player.
I think that's a very fair point. I do. I think that's a very fair point because I do think that what ultimately got Justin knocked out of the game in this situation was that Say was able to turn and say, Cedric, you didn't know that he didn't have a vote. So he lied to you. And
that because that gave Say ammo.
Yeah, it gave her ammo. And I think Say would have scratched and clawed because that's who Say is. But if Say doesn't have the ammo, it doesn't matter if she has the gun. And I think in this moment, Justin did give her some ammo. But I mean, you're never expecting Mary's thing to work. The shot in the dark is never supposed to work in this situation. And so it's just, I don't know. I'm still, look, again, it's not so much that Justin lost his vote. It's that he played a game of dice and rolled dice. And that's why he lost his vote. That there was no rhyme or reason. There was no skill. There was nothing he could do. When we sit here and we talk about, you know, Parvati and Boston Rob and Tony and Sandra, they all had a skill for Survivor. Every single one of them could have lost in this moment without anything to do. And that's nonsense.
I think all four of those people do something to make sure they're not the one voted out tonight. They play it more correctly, I think.
I mean, I don't know if on their first seasons any of them do that because Boston Rob didn't do it at the merge. And
yeah, no, I just mean like you could have handled this lost vote situation in your tribe dynamics. I think we talked through two possible or three possible scenarios.
So you love the dice?
I don't love the dice. Here's what I'll say on it. And I think this is kind of the paradox of the new era. Maybe it's not even a paradox. It's more like sometimes the best tribals and the best TV moments of the new era have come from like the most gimmicky lame twist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what do you want more, great TV or fair gameplay? And it's like, ideally you want both, but sometimes that's hard to find. And like, we got a really interesting tribal council, an historic tribal council, Phil, one that we've never seen happen before in 48 seasons of this show. And we're having a really good time talking about the decisions and breaking it down in the 1-1 and the deadlocks and then who's safe and what can you have done to combat this? Do you tell Cedric? And we're having a very fun and interesting conversation. We're almost a half hour in. It feels like we've been talking for 5 or 10 minutes. This is a fun conversation, but that we're only having this conversation, Phil, because we had a silly dice game. That's why it happened. Because Phil, let me ask you this. If Justin doesn't go on the journey and there is no one who lost their vote, let's say it's just normal numbers, this is a 3-0 Mary vote out. She plays shot in the dark. Sure, that's fun. She's safe. And then it's a 2-1 vote out on Say. I guess that's still pretty fun,
but not as interesting
as what we're talking about.
I mean, that's pretty exciting though. Like,
okay, but imagine she plays her shot in the dark and doesn't hit, and then it's a 3-0 vote on Mary, and then you're episode for a third week in a row is kind of meh. Like, this was the best episode of the season for sure, and a lot of it had to do with Justin not having a vote. I will say though, Phil, not for nothing, I do think they should pair the journeys with whether you have a decision to go on said journey. So tonight, when you have someone on another tribe pick you out of a lineup and say, Justin, you are going. Mm-hmm. Then when you get to the journey, you should have a decision. Do you want to risk your vote or do you want to keep it? However, if the boat pulls up to camp and says one of you is going and someone decides to get on that boat, then I'm very okay with a more riskier journey because your risk was already taken when you decided to get on the boat and go on the journey. So I will nitpick there. I don't like mixing in this like, you have to play. You can't risk the vote.
Why'd you take that off?
Because that, come on. We're not.
Nick Snyder says Will equals Survivor Generalist. Don't take that down.
No.
I think that's a very fair point. I think that is a very, 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 very fair point.
And, what about Big Show?
Well, here you go. This one. I didn't want to have the good point Will, but this
one. No, this one. Good point Will. It literally says Big Show, good no. Yeah. Great point, Will. All
and then this one says, let's do this one, though, because it's a good point. People who don't volunteer for Journey shouldn't be forced to play Lose Your Vote games full stop.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I think
that's a great point. And then we get Survivor Generalist over here? Come on.
I mean, you're still Generalist because you're somewhat defending this stupid twist. Again, though, it also comes down to if you're going to force them to play a game, let it be a game of skill. And if Justin loses his vote at a game of skill, I guess I'm feeling better about it. To lose his vote at a dice roll. He essentially was playing Yahtzee. That is so idiotic. I play Yahtzee when I don't want to think. I play Yahtzee when it's just like, hey, let's do something. Like, I haven't played Yahtzee in years. It's at least Yahtzee does have some strategy. No,
Yahtzee has a lot of strategy. Yeah. Do not strategy shame Yahtzee. No, I mean, a lot of it comes down to whether you get a Yahtzee or not. But if no one gets a Yahtzee, who's playing at your table? It's completely, it's mostly up to how well you scored your dice.
Here's Salacious. Another
and the
dude.
Top bonus, the top level bonus is huge.
Thank you all so much for the super chats, by the way. Also, if you've made it this far in, like the video, subscribe to the channel, like the video. I was saying to Blake earlier on Deal or No Deal Island that if you don't like the video, but you like what we're saying, but you don't actually click like, YouTube assumes that you don't like the video. So like the video, this way it helps us as we sit here and spit nothing but fire takes. Salacious says, should Mary have spoken up to convince Cedric to keep his vote on Say for her game? Beef ain't ending. Send her home. What do you think about that? Should Mary have potentially?
I like this idea that Mary, and who knows how Jeff was like kind of adjudicating this whole thing, like saying what can and can't be done because we're in kind of a unique spot. Like, are we freely speaking here, or is it only Cedric because he has the say, and then Say and Justy can make their case? But yeah, I mean, if Mary can make the point, we're never going to be a happy family. I think the only way we're going to be a happy family is if it's Justin, myself, and you, Cedric. I think we have to send Say home. She's the one that's causing the division. She's the one that's following me around. She's the one that's not allowing us to be a cohesive team.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good point. Again, I don't know if Jeff would allow that since Mary wasn't really allowed to be involved in this vote. However, they're at tribal council. So, like, I don't know. She should be.
She should still be allowed to talk, right? I mean, like, they're all talking.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It gets funky. When you get down to this, it's almost like when you, this is in some science, maybe it's quantum science, quantum theory, quantum physics, I don't know. But, like, when you get down so small to, like, particles, and we're talking, like, beyond atoms, like, smaller than that. We're talking about, like, the smallest matter in the universe, the rules stop applying. Like, they physically don't abide by physical laws. And I feel like that's the same with Survivor. Like, when tribes get down so small, and when you're literally dealing with votes where you have two eligible votes, rules stop having meaning and stop applying. And I think a lot of this is like, let's kind of, not that they didn't take the time to do so, I think a lot of this is kind of, what's the most fair thing to do on the fly? Because, like, this is a very niche case here.
Yeah. And I mean, ultimately, Mary, like, at tribal council, even if she doesn't have a vote, she still gets to discuss what's taking place.
Yeah. Why shouldn't she be allowed?
Right. So why can't she discuss in this situation?
And we don't know if that's true. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicola is very happy. Will keep saying not for nothing. It's legendary.
That's Phil's phrase. So whenever I have a particularly good point, I will say, you know what, Phil? Not for nothing.
All right, let's talk about these other two tribes. Let's do that.
I don't even remember what happened.
34 minutes in. Let's pretend there are 12 other people playing Survivor.
Honestly, and 12 other people that probably have a better shot at winning.
Yeah, I think that ultimately this green tribe has nobody who's going to win. I mean, maybe Say pulls the ultimate.
No, Say stop. I think Mary, right. If anybody. I think Mary actually had a very good episode.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's talk about, you want to start with Siva? What happened on Siva? This is where Camilla actually did get the extra vote. She was the only one who succeeded. Good dice rolling. Very good. Well done.
She's great. Great dice roller.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Phil, not for nothing. Uh-oh. You're bringing me back to the dice. That the game itself being a game of luck is another variable. So you have, like, three variables here. You have whether you were chosen to go, like, you got selected and you had no choice, or whether you decided to go on the journey. Then you could, when you get to the journey, do you want to risk your vote or not? That's another level you could have. And then the third level is whether the game itself is complete chance or a game of skill. And this was like, this checked all the wrong boxes. It was, yeah. You got selected. You had no choice. You did not have the choice to risk your vote or not. You had to play. And the game was completely lucky. So like, that's where I think it hurts the most. It really, if you have one of those go the other way, then I'm probably okay with it.
Yeah, because somebody actually tweeted at us, 1/3 chance to get picked for a journey, 1/2 chance to lose the dice game, 1/6 chance to have Mary hit the shot in the dark. All of this happened, and he still almost survived.
And probably should have survived.
Yeah, realistically.
So what are those odds? We gotta calculate.
Yeah. Was it 1/2 times 1/3?
No,
times
it was one in, he had a 1 in 4 shot, right? Because there are 4 people on his drive. So 1 in 4 times 1 in 2 times 1 in 6 times 100, 2.08% chance of that happening. So about 1 in 50 times that happens.
And he still almost survived.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. All right.
Orange tribe.
Do you think that Kyle was somebody when he saw this dice twist today at home, he yelled, "Oh, that's sick." You think that happened? Do you think he was like super stoked about the dice game the way he was about David living in a trailer park in front of his dad's house? What's going
on? Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle. Oh, I feel for Kyle in this situation.
Maybe Kyle is like, "Oh, that's sick," because Camilla got an extra vote out of it. And maybe, I mean, Camilla and Kyle are very close. That we've seen that. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. So what did you think about these developments? Are like from the Orange Tribe, what we got was David backstory, David backstory, David backstory. That was really
David's looking
got.
Like a potential winner.
I'm telling you.
Not what Mitch, I was expecting from David. But David's not at like all. Front running out here a little bit.
And then we get Mitch and Kyle riding out in the canoe talking strategy. Mitch and Charity are trying to bring in Kyle and David. And based on the fact that we got this much backstory about David and Chrissy, I think had the first zero confessional in the episode, which I could be wrong with, of the season so far. I think she
didn't no hear from her last week either.
We got one. We got one because okay. She was talking about her belly button with this humble trait. She was talking about dipping the thing in.
That's right.
Yeah. I do think that this could be foreshadowing what's going to happen. And I mean, the whole David story of like his girlfriend and wanting to get married to start the family. And she wants to be able to be a stay-at-home mom so she can just take care of the kids and all that stuff. Like all of a sudden episode 3 with the craziest tribal council ever, the time that we spend with this orange tribe is dedicated to the man with 4 nipples who is talking about like how strong and good he would have been at the beginning of the game. Having these really, really heartfelt backstories, that has to mean something. There's no way that's accidental.
No, I feel great about. I mean, I've liked David the past 2 episodes, but like that was some real personal story that you usually don't get for that type of player. And we haven't, I don't know, because we've spent so much time with the Green Tribe going to 3 straight tribals with them. It's like, do we know the other tribes that well? And so it's kind of few and far between how many of these people we actually know. And David is one of the very few people we're like, okay, we get why he's playing. We get what his story is. And we've seen enough of him in the first 2 episodes to be like, he's a big enough character. Plus, it seems like him and Kyle are at the absolute center of strategy on this tribe, where they can go with Mitch and Charity, or they can go with Chrissy and Camilla. So they have the dice in their hands, Phil.
Look at you.
I was going to say cards, but we're on a dice night tonight.
But it felt better to do that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like all of a sudden Chrissy's on the wrong side of things, and we'll see how this swap shakes out to see if it makes a little bit more sense. But I'm feeling really good about Kyle. I'm feeling really good about David. I was saying before the season, I think a man's going to win the season, and I am just full steam ahead.
I mean, I feel like there's like what 5 men that could win right now.
Joe, Shaheen,
Thomas,
David, Kyle. Why couldn't Mitch?
Mitch, I mean, maybe. Yeah, throw Mitch in there. That's 6.
I think there's 6. I mean, Cedric's really the only guy left.
Kevin and Cedric aren't winning. Justin's not winning, I don't think.
There you go. And I don't really. Yeah. I mean, and then when you look at the women based on what we're seeing so far, who are you seeing? Camilla?
Mary, I think it would be my front running.
Mary woman. And maybe Eva. I mean, Eva has had maybe a lot of screen time, although tonight Eva wasn't had
not a great night for Eva.
Yeah. I would argue it was a bad night for Eva.
Yeah. Tonight. No, I think it was.
Yeah. Cause we had a lot of people there saying, I don't like where this is going, you know, Thomas saying, I don't like that. She just gave him a bracelet right in front of everybody. That's not a good look. That's not great. That's not great. So yeah, that's worrisome for sure. What do you think though about now? Let's go over to Purple. What do you think about the fallout? We had Star, who looked like she was totally on the outs last week. Now all of a sudden Thomas and Bianca are going to her. We have Shaheen saying that he is going to that Joe is his number one, and he outlines everything and talks about how Star's on the outs. What do you think about what's going over on Loggy?
Well, I think the tribe swap kind of saves Eva here. Eva.
And it's Shaheen. He did like a whole thing about his name on Instagram. So Shaheen, he said, Shaheen. Try not to pronounce the H, and it's not Shaheen, it's Shaheen. Like Sean, but Shaheen.
Shaheen. Okay, I can do that, I think. No, Eva was hurting two ways this episode. One, because Joe and her are like BFFs, and Thomas and Shaheen are like, that's no, we cannot have that. They have their California Girls Alliance going, and you cannot have one of them so clearly have this extra ally that you don't have. So it seems like Eva was the next one to go. Plus, Eva digs her own grave by saying, oh, Star is the only one I haven't really connected with. Let's go to the only person I haven't talked to and catch her in a lie and then throw names out to her. And of course, Star does the smart thing, is like goes to Thomas and Bianca and is like, yes, Eva wants one of you gone. And of course, Eva really, I don't think Eva was saying this sincerely. Eva was just trying to give some lip service to Star to show that they have some sort of relationship. But don't throw out names when you don't mean it, because that gets right back to people that you actually want to work with. So it was not a good night for Eva. But hey, yeah, the tribe swap's coming. And honestly, this is kind of a weird season for a tribe swap, because we have this one tribe going to tribal council three times in a row. And I kept saying all preseason, maybe we get a tribe swap as early as episode 4. And here we are. But usually you have a little bit more of the dynamics figured out. We don't know really what's going on at Orange or Purple. So it's kind of like a fresh start in a way, Phil. Like anyone from Orange or Purple, because they haven't had to vote each other off yet, they can get swapped onto a tribe and be like, hey, let's stick together. Let's watch each other, have each other's backs. Like, we'll be good. Even though they might not have voted together if they had gone to tribal council.
I do feel like I know where the people on Purple stand, and I,
but you know where they stand with each other, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, 'cause they haven't voted. Yeah. So for me, it feels like Bianca Thomas, that's a pair. Eva Joe, that's a pair. Shaheen's good as long as he gets stuck with somebody, and Star's on the outs, but Star's starting to feel better with some
Thomas people. Feels like he's in with everybody, honestly.
Yeah, Thomas does feel like he's in with everybody, but I don't feel like Thomas is anybody's number one. Maybe Bianca's, but that's the only
Bianca.
Person.
I think Bianca.
Yeah, because Shaheen said today that his number one is Joe, and we know Joe's number one is Eva, and we know Eva's number one is Joe. So what does that mean for Thomas? Well, it's him and Bianca. What do they do with Star? I also thought though, like, Eva knowing that she's the only one who wasn't told about this idol, and to go up to Star and call Star on it and say, you know, did you find anything? And for Star to say nothing, Eva now knows there is no potential to ever work with Star in the future, which could be, look, this wasn't a good episode for Eva, but that could be really bad for Star at a swap, because there's no way Eva ever tries to work with Star at a swap. And I do feel like Eva would probably tell people on the other tribes, Star probably found something, because she knows.
Yes, but does that make it scary to target Star? Does that keep Star safe?
I don't know. And now what happens with Star's, because she never actually found the everything to get the idol. So does Star get her vote back? Because if she goes to a different beach, what happens?
I think she loses her vote until the merge. I think that's a real beware. We're finally seeing the beware come out. I figured at this point, though, like, someone would have, like, there's enough people that Star showed everybody except Eva. Like, why don't they help her? I guess the plan was initially before Eva kind of poked out as the number one target for Thomas and Shaheen was like, hey, let's not let Star find it and then vote her out.
Yeah.
That was, I think, like the strategy heading into this episode. And then it became, wait a second, we might need Star's vote if we want to vote out Eva.
Yeah.
But still, Star shouldn't find it. Or does she find? Does she find it before they swap next week? Maybe that's what happens.
I don't think so, because then the only way that that would be able to happen is it would have to be the morning of, because she's not going to find it that night.
No, I know it would be the morning of, where it's like, all right, just in case you're going to a swap and I swap with Star, I want to have a damn idol. Let's bring over the code. Let's crack this guy. Like, let's make it happen.
I know that Jeff really did a good job of outlining tonight the entire, you know, what was going on at Tribal Council and everything. He really explained the rules to the fans. So now the fans know what's going to happen in scenarios. I hope the same thing is done with these Beware Advantages when this takes place next week. Like, I hope we know if Star goes to a different beach, whether she has her vote, doesn't have her vote, when she would get it back, when she wouldn't get it back, all of that stuff. I hope everything is really well outlined when the time comes, because I do think like that's not necessarily a bad thing for fans to have an understanding of and for players to have an understanding of. I don't think that's a bad thing for the game. And so I like, cause if Star swaps and end up staying on her same beach and then she ends up finding the idol, is she just really, really lucky in the way that Justin was really, really unlucky?
Well, I think you have to, you have to find the idol in the cipher, in the cryptogram tube. Like, it's not finding any idol.
No, I know, but to find it in the cryptogram clue, she has to find it on the trees and stuff that are around her camp. Remember, she has the thing.
I know. So, she has to go around her camp. So what do you mean lucky or unlucky?
I'm saying if she doesn't go back to her camp, her thing, that little spinny wheel
I know
thing,
it's useless.
So that's what I'm saying. If she goes back to her camp, is she just super lucky because she went back to her camp? So she's in the same spot where she can ultimately solve this puzzle and get it?
Yes.
And if she doesn't go back to her camp, then she's just unlucky? Like, is that what this is coming down to?
Yeah, no. If she swaps to a different camp, like, she's screwed into the merge with voting.
Yeah.
That's it. And if she goes back to her own, I'd say it's lucky. Now, how lucky? I wouldn't say as lucky as or unlucky as Justin. When we calculated the odds for Justin, that was 2%. If they're going to two tribes and purple is one of the two, which it often is, it's usually purple and orange would be the two if they go to two, then it's a 50-50 shot. So it's not like,
but they're going three. Lucky.
How do you know?
Because at the challenge, it was a massive challenge set up and there were three mats. They're going three.
But they often set up fake challenges for swaps. So the challenge you walk into has
not three. New era.
Well, it depends what era, I guess. But, I really wanted to see
at 15, at 15, we're getting three tribes of five.
Maybe. I have to see what the, because they will set up a fake challenge.
This was a big challenge. Unless they're just saving it for immunity the next day and they're all going to have known what it is. This is a big challenge. And in the new era where they're cutting so many corners and they're worried about the money and the financial aspect of things, there's no way.
No, they just take pieces from like old, like they just take pieces and make lines and it's not a cohesive, but.
There's a song by Aerosmith that you should listen to right now.
I just want, we've yet to see two tribes exist at the same time in the new era. It's crazy to me. It's crazy.
Look, I agree. You don't have to preach to me, man. I agree. We're not going to get two tribes, though. We're getting three tribes of five.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. Three tribes of five.
Ugh. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's really a bummer. Do you think that Eva will survive this swap, or do you think Eva is in big trouble based on tonight? Because I felt like the first two episodes she's like the edgic darling, and then all of a sudden this episode, I do agree with you, it was a pretty big drop off. Do you feel like we're actually being set up for her to fall, or do you think we're being set up for, oh, this is just another thing she's going to overcome?
I think that Eva has been like endeared to the fan, like everyone's rooting for her. And any opportunity that the show can put her in peril, it makes you more invested. You go, oh no, not Eva. And then they win the challenge. Okay, she's safe. Now we're swapping. I don't think the story, like Eva's story, this episode has much of an indication on how well she's going to perform in the season. Now, there's probably things included in this episode that are important, that Joe and her relationship keeps getting built up, mm-hmm. or that she had kind of this tiff with Star a bit, and that Star straight up lied to her, and that Star went back and then spilled the beans about what Eva told her. So like maybe those things become important, but I don't think it's like, oh, now she's playing a losing game just because of tonight.
Yeah, I think that it might have been to give the illusion that she was in trouble. That's kind of where my head's going.
Yes, but it's like, oh man, if Purple goes, she's gone. I need a root for Purple at this challenge.
Yeah, because she is, you're right. Like she is a vested interest right now for a lot of people. A lot of people are watching this season with how the Joe and Eva thing was set up early. I think that they definitely want us. I mean, even in the next time on, they showed a close up of her hands as she was doing the hand thing that she told Joe to look for. The fact that they're showing us that is them saying, like, you're going to remember this because we drew attention to this, and we're not giving you the, oh, this is exact. There's no voiceover of, oh, this is exactly what I was talking about. It's just her doing the hand thing that she explained to Joe. So they know that these are things that people are attaching to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do we think about Bianca's position here as she heads in without a vote now going into this swap? We don't know much about Bianca, but how do you feel about her? This is St. Cliffo on cue. I'm lowest on Bianca with a swap coming. That was just on cue. What's your opinion on where Bianca stands? Because she doesn't have a vote and maybe isn't the closest with everybody who's there.
Yeah, it seems like Bianca has like one main ally, and that's Thomas. And if you don't get swapped onto a tribe with Thomas, which is now pretty damn unlikely because we're going to three tribes, not two, then she's going to have to quickly form bonds with new people or kind of like rekindle what she has with people on her purple tribe. But not having a vote, especially in a tribe of five, is pretty bad. Like whoever's doing power rankings this week, there's no good reason to put Bianca near the top of them.
It's going to be JD, 8 p.m. on Sunday night.
Oh, JD's back. Tell him I say what up.
I know. JD back by popular demand, 8 p.m. on Sunday night. I'm very excited. Very excited. Love JD. So very pumped for that. And I'm sure he'll have good takes on all of this stuff because JD normally does. And I'm curious to see how he feels about all of the shenanigans that went down in tonight's episode. Camilla has an extra vote.
Yes.
If you're on orange, you want to swap with Camilla, especially if you're Kyle, David, or anybody. But like, do you think that Camilla opened up to everybody? She said, I don't want to do this, but my tribe is just too honest. How do you feel?
Because Mitch did it before. Mitch has a...
And Kyle did it. They all assume Kyle did
Mitch,
it.
Mitch has a block of vote, I want to say.
He does. He has the block of vote, yes. Because that's what we were talking about last week.
And then Thomas has a steal of vote?
Thomas has a steal of vote.
There's a lot of vote shenanigans going around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you feel about Camilla telling everybody? You think that's good for her? You think that's going to kill her with the tribe swap coming up?
An extra vote is... That's tough. Tough to combat. And in tribe of five? I don't know if you want to go after the person with two votes. Unless she's like the only orange person on her tribe.
And it does seem like, from what I'm seeing, everybody on her tribe, even if they're not the closest with her, even if they're not as close as Kyle might feel with her, everybody's going to like her enough. And the fact that she said, here's what my advantage is, I think that we probably... Uh-oh. All right, everybody. I tried to go to Survivor Sucks, so I apologize if this falls apart. I'm trying to get the confessional count up. But I think that if she gets with one person at least from SIVA, if she doesn't get absolutely swap screwed, which... There are six people from that tribe. I feel like it's almost impossible for her to not get one person on her tribe. As long as she gets one on a five-person tribe, they essentially have three. And I don't think there's anybody who would say, I don't want to work with Camilla. I don't like her.
Yeah.
So to me, she kind of feels like the most powerful person there.
She feels like she's in a good spot.
Yeah, she does. Okay. Yeah, let me see here. So Chrissy was the first person to get no confessionals in an episode officially.
Wow.
And my computer's about to explode for going to Survivor Sucks.
What can we do about the older woman archetype on Survivor? Is it a lost cause?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Think about the new era, like who we've had. Like Heather was a nobody in 41. 42. Did we have anybody?
No, they all went out early. Because that's where you lost. Oh my God, what was her name? She went out at the crazy tribal council with like Daniel Strunk and everything.
Jenny?
Jenny, yeah. So Jenny went home. She was in her 40s.
But she was like not even that. I wouldn't even put her in this. Maybe she was.
Yeah.
At least she had a little bit of game to her, it felt like. But yeah, she went home early. Okay, 43. Lindsay Carmine.
Yeah,
she went home early. 44.
Was Heidi. Heidi goes second.
Or Carolyn.
Well, Carolyn was in her 30s, like mid-30s.
Yeah, I wouldn't put her. Yeah, and she's got her own thing going.
Yeah. So Heidi went to second. And then 45 was Julie, but not a big edit. She was overshadowed by, like, everyone. 46.
Julie was solid, though.
She was a great player, but she's overshadowed. I think that's what it comes down to, too. When I'm asking this question of is it a lost cause, I don't even mean so much from a player standpoint, because I've talked about Maria went to Final Five in season 46. And then last season, we have Sue get the final tribal.
But we like barely heard from Sue all
other
season.
Than Maria. These like are the Maria people really.
I would say Julie, like she was a little quiet, but like, and I mean, D was leading. It's not like the edit went elsewhere, although we did have 90 minute episodes. It felt like Julie was pretty present there. So I'd say like Julie and Maria were like 2 for 8. And obviously 48 is not over, but it's like, man, I feel like Chrissy is just, I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame. And so like, to me, that almost means like, is she about to get swap screwed? Maybe. I could see that for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
possible.
What else from this episode?
Have the tribes leaked yet?
I don't know. You want me to look?
I don't know. I mean, like a lot of what we do enjoy, I know you do your whole prediction show, but part of like what I like to kind of be like, ah, this person's, it's tough next week because we just don't know who's on which tribe.
Yeah. I mean, by the time I sit down with JD on Sunday night, we will have the tribes.
Got to make sure.
Yeah. We will have the tribes by then. I mean, I would be absolutely floored. I mean, right now I just typed in Survivor 48 new tribes. Nothing comes up. So, do you think, I mean, because, okay, so here's one thing we can ask, and we've already kind of covered it, but just so that everybody can hear it right now. When you sit down, normally the tribe that gets decimated early, as Big Show Gano says, Phil, why does one tribe always suck in the new era? It doesn't
always
happen every season. Yeah, it doesn't happen every season. Season 42 was even across the board. Season 41 kind of had two disaster tribes, right? So it just had one dominant tribe. So, but
I think this normally happened, because Ricard and Shan got down to two. So like they were a mess. And then
the yellow tribe got down.
45, the Lulu tribe got down to two. And that's why we have the over under game. And it's set at 2.5.
Lulu got the 3, right?
Didn't they get the 3? Yeah, so that's not even that bad. And then Janu in 46 is pretty bad. But they only got the 3.
Yeah.
And for our over-under game, Phil, if one of these green players goes before we merge, that still hits the bet, right?
That hits the bet, yeah, for sure.
Because it's only, 4 of you are going pre-merge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And in terms of lowest amount of votes right now, Justin had 2. So sorry, everybody. Kevin had 2. So that over-under 1.5 has not hit yet, but it feels like it's going to with a 5-person tribe coming up here.
Wait, what's the...
We have an over-under 1.5 votes cast against the person with the fewest votes against on the season. And idled votes don't count.
Right. Well, we also said if you like make the final 3 and don't have a vote cast fancy, then that's 0. There's a good chance that 0 happens.
So what my question was going to be, though, is we get to this point where one tribe has been wiped out. We saw it all the way back in Cagayan. We saw it back in Philippines. We see it happen all the time where the tribe that's getting wiped out then turns around and actually starts to make moves and make things happen. Do you think that there's any chance Cedric, Mary, Say end up with the upper hand because of this tribe swap?
Yeah, I totally buy that. Like, I don't know if it's going to be all 3 of them, but I would bet one of them is making a pretty deep run in this game. Mm-hmm. I would bet it's Mary. Because once you lose your numbers, you're just not as threatening. Like, you even heard it. There's a little hint of this today when Camilla said she like presents her extra vote to her old tribe. She says, we'll use it against Loggy. She doesn't say we're going to use it against Vula or whatever the green tribe's called. Like, it is going to be Siva versus Loggy here, fighting for power during these tribe swaps. And green, they're going to be pawns. They'll be like, I'll be a vote. Like, why would you want to take out anyone on green right now? It's just naturally how it goes. So, no, I do think it is a benefit for all three of them remaining.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. So we'll see. We'll see how that ends up shaking out. I still don't feel like I know. I mean, we got to know them a little bit better tonight. Cedric is there, and, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with Cedric and the fallout and everything here. But I do also feel like this is a tribe where they will all probably – Mary and Say are going to be willing to throw Cedric or their opponent under the bus in order to save themselves for further. I don't think Cedric would do that. So we'll have to see how that takes, you know, how that plays out. Yeah, overall,
imagine
though,
Mary and Say on the same tribe. That could be fun.
That could be fun. We didn't talk about the blindfold challenge. We had the redo of the blindfold challenge. We finally had another blindfold challenge, and we didn't even bring it up.
That used to be an over-under game, right? Or it was a prop bet.
We used to put that in the prop bet.
We'll be blindfolded at some point.
Yeah, and I never got it, and they used to do like 14 people from the cast would be blindfolded.
Yeah, what we had here, we had four per tribe, or three per tribe.
It was three
per tribe. Nine people blindfolded.
Yeah.
And you would have missed it.
I would have missed it.
I would have picked Camilla.
I would have picked Camilla. Exactly. Why would she ever be the caller?
Yeah, that's a funny one.
But we didn't do that this year, but it was back. It was nice to see. We got to see Joe just sprint through the challenge. Do you think like he memorized the challenge? Do you think he memorized the path? That's what happened.
He just looked. He just looked where he needed to go, and he was had his eyes open when they walked in. And yeah, exactly what happened.
Yeah, and we never see people really take advantage of that, and I always wondered why, and then we saw Joe do it this time, and he took off.
Yeah, I think they used to cover the course more and not let the players like get a good look at the course. Mm-hmm. But maybe he was able to get a good eye on it before he went.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he tore. Anyway, I'm happy green. I'm happy we're getting a swap. That's what I'll end this recap on. That'll be the note. I'm very happy that we're getting a swap. This is refreshing. We need it. I wish it was two tribes as well.
I wish it was two tribes. But thank God. I can't complain. Finally, a swap is good. So
yeah, we needed this so badly. And I don't need to. I mean, Vula was going to lose again. Justin goes home. They were absolutely going to lose the next immunity challenge. There was no doubt about it. And do you feel, Will, coming into the season that the tribes were uneven, or do you just think Kevin getting injured early on really screwed everything up?
I mean, we were able to look at the photos and say, hey, purple's got a pretty big advantage. I didn't necessarily think there was any difference between orange and green, though. So
yeah, David ended up being stronger than I thought he would, probably, and Camilla was definitely better with the puzzles and everything than I probably anticipated. So
yeah, but I still think Thomas, Joe, Shaheen.
I can hear your voice going, but it's Shaheen. You got Shaheen, it. Come on, Will.
Shaheen. And Eva. I mean, and then like and Bianca's Star. Good at puzzles. Yeah, and right? Star is athletic. So, I mean, that should have jumped out to be like, well, that tribe's
really. It feels like Mogo Mogo, right? Like that's the first one they put together. And then everything else kind of fell into place after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not
that surprising that one of these green or orange tribes has completely fallen apart.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to watch a swap though. I feel like next week that brings excitement. And you know what? Like we were talking about it. I thought the premiere was very good. I thought last week's was meh. I thought tonight's was, it had so many bad moments, but so many good moments as well. I mean, the dice thing is unforgivable, but that tribal council was absolutely epic.
Don't get that tribal council without the dice.
No, but so like the thing is, I feel like this might've been the moment where a bunch of people finally said, okay, thank you, Survivor. This is entertaining. This is interesting. Let's see what's going to happen next week. And so to put the tribe swap right after this, I feel like the community's gonna be like, hell yeah, there's another episode of Survivor coming. Let's go. Oh, it's Wednesday already? That's crazy. Wow. Shocking. Okay.
I always get excited for Wednesdays, Phil.
We always.
This has been my first like normal Survivor episode this season.
Yeah, because you didn't watch the premiere night of because it was your dad's thing. And then last week we did Bryce and Wen.
Yeah.
Which a bunch of people are in San Francisco with Bryce and Wen right now. Wendell's crazy, man. He went from LA back to Philly. Now he's in San Fran all within 7 days. That's dedication to the cause. You all better understand how dedicated.
Why didn't he just stay out in LA?
It was his birthday weekend. So he came back to Philly for his birthday.
That's important.
Crazy. Crazy. Good for him. Good for him. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. This is a good time. I didn't do props. Let's do some props because we got to throw those in. So the episode title was Committing to the Bit, which was Mary. Yeah. Yes, Mary had that.
I don't like that phrase, Phil.
You don't like committing to the bit?
I don't mind committing to the bit as a thing to do, but just saying it, when people say it, I always go, ugh. Like,
gives you the ick, as people say.
Exactly. I don't like that phrase either, but it does give me the ick, Phil.
That was the one. Mary played her shot in the dark. And then obviously Bianca, Justin, and Camilla went on the journey. We counted Kevin's and Kyle's in the first episode as journeys.
I think so. Anytime you leave. And he even said you can't pick someone who's already gone on one. And it seemed like Kyle and Kevin were excluded.
And then who was last week's journey? Because I forget what happened there. It was
Thomas, Mitch, and then somebody on green.
Who went from green? Somebody help. Somebody in the chat.
I don't know.
Oh, I missed super chats. I really did. All right. Jayburn Aquatics says, Rose the Red, steak for dinner. David Kinney will be the winner. There you go. Okay. A little rhyme.
I wouldn't mind that.
Patrick Stahl, should the players get to vote to stop the swap? No way. Swap.
Well, that's actually funny he brings that up. We had a Patreon Q&A where, or was it a rock draw? I was like, what new advantage could we see in the game? And we talked through some of these where you could like decide when the swap is going to happen, or you get the information on when it's going to happen, and then you can use that. I forget what we landed on, but you got to be a patron to find out. We came up with a couple cool advantages.
Yeah. So. Oh, Mary was the other one on the journey. Obviously, she didn't have a vote.
No, you need to have a vote to risk it for shot in the dark.
No, but she went on a journey. That was last week. She went last on a journey week. And couldn't vote. So that was the other one who went.
Last week is a blur, man.
It is. I know. Even people were saying for that episode, it's like, man, you guys seem dead. Yes, absolutely. Totally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people have already gone on journeys this season. So I hope you took one of those people for sure.
Who did I have?
I don't know who you had. I have to find that.
Oh, I thought you had it all up.
Oh, wait, hang on. Okay, I got you. Will goes on a journey. You had Kevin. Look at you. I had Mary. Look at me.
Like, here we go.
And Peridium had Camilla. We all hit.
Wow.
Will, your second round draft pick was Justin, and you also put him as makes the jury with 3 points.
Yeah, those damn dice. I forgot. We didn't talk about the fantasy implications because I thought Say was a goner. I know Say is on your team. I was going to be so stoked. And then it just gets flipped on a Justin. I was like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
The first person who wasn't the last round pick to go home is Justin. And that's you, Will. It's even though this year, at least we've all lost somebody at this point. I was so.
I should have my whole team intact.
Yeah. I was bored last year. Yeah. So that's a bunch of the prop bet stuff. I'll have a couple more. I forget what else happened. Sit outs. We've had Star, Eva, Bianca, Kyle, Charity, Camilla. We need somebody to get one more. Confessional in every episode. Justin, Kevin, and Stephanie all hit that. Who are the first three boots? The only one who can't hit that at this point is Chrissy. So that's where we stand. I forget. Yeah, we'll talk about episode titles and stuff for the other. But become a patron. Patreon.com/thespecialist. I'll be doing my after show tomorrow. McKenna and I will be doing what is it? Brains versus Brawn 1 for Australian Survivor on Friday. We got fans versus favorites. We're in the back half of that now for our Every Season Matters. So if you're a top tier patron, also I'll have the fantasy game update, the power ranking game update for everybody who's playing along. And what else we got? Rock draw, all that fun stuff. That just goes all year round. This other stuff is a little bit more for now. Like this video though, please like this video. It really helps us a lot. So please, please, please like this video. Help us continue to get in that algorithm and keep on doing great things. If you want to check out Australian Survivor coverage, McKenna and I put out an episode yesterday for Brains versus Brawn 2, which is cooking, just hit the halfway point. Blake and I did Deal or No Deal Island today. We got 2 episodes left of that. So that's exciting. Traders is done. So Will, at least that one's off our plate, but go check out our coverage from that. That was a good time until it wasn't. And
it was really fun. It was a fun season.
Yeah. I'll be back with digging deeper with Blake tomorrow at 5 PM Eastern. So we'll be diving in, breaking down probably this tribal council a little bit more in depth. So get ready for that. And then Sunday at 8 p.m.
Eastern. Maybe you can talk about the dice more.
We can just talk about all the great things that come from randomness. 8 p.m. Sunday, I'll be live with J.D. Robinson from Survivor 41. And if you haven't checked out the first J.D. Robinson episode we did, it was great. So I'm really excited to have him on for a second episode here. Thank you all so much. Hope you liked this episode from us. Let us know what you thought about the Survivor episode overall. And we will see you all next time.
See ya.